Welcome. This is our Wednesday evening service just before the new year. And how many people here are excited for the holiday? Woo! Yeah! What about New Year's? Woo! Now, how many people actually make a New Year's resolution and stick with it? That's what I want to talk about tonight. Since we're coming into a new year, and all of our listeners out there, I hope they take to heart the sincerity of their spiritual life, the sincerity of not being so carnally minded, but be more spiritually minded, to really take in consideration and a strong consciousness of God and the will of God for your life. And for this upcoming year of 2017, it's a good start. Every year, everybody tends to make it a New Year's resolution, and most of it is an outward appearance. I want to lose, you know, this job and get a new job. I want to make more money. I maybe want to relocate. You know, it's all personal and carnal. But I want to challenge those that are listening in here tonight to challenge them and make a New Year's resolution for their spiritual condition, for their spiritual body, so that they can work out maybe a salvation. And I want to talk about salvation, because salvation isn't like a religious altar call. Salvation is an ongoing daily lifestyle to maintain peace, so you're not so worried, so upset, so annoyed, anxious, and your heart is troubled, but where you're stable and at peace. How many of us tend to feel like we have to do? Oh, I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Oh, I got to hurry up and do this. I got to hurry up and do that. Well, God has set your life in order. When you were born, whenever that was, your life was laid out. Now, some people don't believe this. Some people feel that they have to make a life for themselves. But there is literally a spirit, you can call it subconsciousness, you can call it whatever you want, but there's a spirit that's within you that already has its map laid out. You look back and think about it. Did you ever imagine that you were going to be at this particular place? I'm not talking about this facility. I'm talking about this place in life 5-10 years ago. And then you ask yourself, how did I get here? Well, that's because the universe, or the stars that are set in place, the force above has drove you to that place, has led you and guided you. And so we need to begin to understand the powers of the universe, our God, our heavenly God, the God of faith, our creator, who has set this already in motion. And we don't have to get anxious. We don't have to feel like we got to do. We don't have to get concerned or nervous about tomorrow or any of those things. It's already laid out. How many people have a somewhat of an idea that tomorrow is already laid out for you? Okay. Now, if you already have this conscious idea that tomorrow is already laid out, there's promises, and one of the promises, he'll never give you more than you can handle. I know of a man who I love dearly, who has moved forward in his life because he was moved by his feeling, his heart, and he wanted to relocate into a new home. The home fell through. You know, I want to thank God. I want to thank God, because there could have been some hidden things that we didn't know, that God was only protecting him and looking out for his best interest, because his promise is he'll never leave us or forsake us. And another promise is that he'll never give us more than we can handle. And, you know, with certain things that may fall through in our lives, don't get upset. Don't get annoyed, don't get bothered, because our God, the universe, however you want to label it, is looking out for us. and is always looking out for our best interest. And he knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. And he'll move us and prompt us at that appropriate time. Has anyone ever been feeling like, geez, I feel like I need to do something. I feel like I need to do this, you know, or whatever. I need to do that. And it might not have even been on your mind or on your heart. Well, where do you think that power came from? Where do you think it actually stirred you up to give you that impression or unction to do? Well, that's the spirit that we can't see. That's the love of our universe that has for each and every one of us that causes us to do the things that we don't really have any idea to do it. I look back at my life and I say to myself, how did I get here? It wasn't by choice. I tell everybody I've been abducted. I've been touched by a power or a spirit of the universe that has downloaded the mysteries and the ancient secrets for us to find a life. And this life only isn't for now, but it's for an eternal life. And it's put in a driving force into me to declare this and to teach and to equip and to bring a message to those that will have an ear to hear, basically. Not looking to have any agenda of raising any type of church or building or anything like that. And I have a great peace in my heart knowing that I'll be taken care of. You know, well taken care of. And not to be upset or not to be discouraged or worried or bothered by anything. And everyone knows that you need finances to live in this world, amen? How many people know that we need money? Well, I have made a choice in my life to give my, I guess, being over to the universe, over to God, and to allow him to lead me, guide me, direct me, put people into my life, take people out of my life. Put situations in my life, take situations out of my life, and not be upset about anything, knowing that God is directing what we want to call a righteous person's footsteps. Now, what is righteousness? I'm going to make it real simple. Just laying your life down to the day, laying your life down for the moment, not being upset. How many people are upset? Like disturbed with things, worried about certain situations, whether it's financial, whether it's, you know, family, friends, physical, whatever it might be. Well, don't be worried. Don't let your heart be troubled. How many people have heard that saying before? Don't let your heart be troubled. There's a reason why we don't want our heart to be troubled. There's a reason why we don't want to be upset, bothered, or disturbed in that form. And it's because we're made up of multiple, I want to say, molecules. And if you upset those molecules, you're going to disturb your inner beings and cause frailment and all this other stuff in your body or what have you. If you want to live a good life, and you want to live a prosperous life, if you want to live a blessed life, relax. Relax. How many of us have a hard time relaxing? Let's be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves. We have to learn to relax. I try to practice because how many of us can literally see spirit? I mean, let's be real. Where is it? Hello, where's the spirit? Where's God? I can't see it. The only way you can see spirit is if you're consciously aware. It's the only way. If you're not consciously aware of the supernatural, then you're just going to be attached to the natural. And you're going to see natural. And you're going to be meditating on the natural. And the natural tends to create imaginations. And how many of us understand what imaginations are? Imaginations are very hard to tear down. Some of us tend to believe these imaginations, and all of a sudden we begin to create imaginations that cause us to get real nervous, to cause us to get upset, cause us to get and make us feel guilty. How many of us have ever felt guilty for just like doing nothing? And you feel like you got to do. There's patterns that have brought us to a place in life, and we have to learn to break patterns. Moving forward in 2017, I would like to challenge us tonight to maybe break these patterns away. Let's give our life to the Spirit. You'll see that you'll end up with a better life. I've challenged people in the past. I said, listen, give me a couple months. You focus more on the Spirit, and you give these issues and problems to God and tend to walk away from them. You'll find that these things will be better than what your imagination tried to lay them out. Our imagination works very negative against the truth. Our imaginations are never good. How many people know that? We always think bad. Why is that? We're not bad people. We're good people. But our imagination always says, oh, it'll never work. Oh, I'm going to be late. Oh, this isn't going to happen. Oh, that's going to happen. Who's at guilt? Come on now. We're all at guilt. I know at myself, I'm always worrying, you know, certain things that I choose to ignore because I just don't want to face it, because I already have an imagination set on probably what the letter will say or whatever it might be. But we need to cast these imaginations down and be more spiritual minded. At least going forward in 2017, we need to connect our minds to the Spirit. And when we connect our mind to the Spirit, we have to put a positive thought to it. We have to let everything's going to be okay. We have to tell ourselves that whatever is impossible is not impossible for God. And if it's God's will, then it will happen. If it's not God's will, then it won't happen, and I'm okay with that. How many people could do that? It's kind of difficult in a way, but we have to exercise these gifts, I call it. Now, most of us for the New Year's resolution, we want to already exercise physically. Pump weights, maybe go on diets, whatever. Go out there and run. I'm going to go jog start jogging, and then that might last for a couple months. Then maybe change their diet and eat different. I'm going to just eat lettuce. I'm going to eat salad. I'm going to take meats out of my diet. I'm going to go on a soup fast. I'm going to start doing these things. And they never work. They always fail. We have to work out our salvation. We have to work out this spiritual life. We have to work it out and not get caught up carnally, not get caught up in the world, to where the world tends to put a lot of pressure on us. Things aren't going to go the way you planned. How many people understand that one? And I think that happens for a reason, because God is drawing us to Him. Now, you have to understand, you can't see spirit, right? You can't see it. So God uses life to show Himself. And eventually we begin to lift our eyes up and say, what the heck is going on? How many of us in the last month had a situation that didn't go the way we planned? And what was our reaction? Did we tend to look up a little bit? Just a little bit, and say, God, what's going on? did we tend to just look up and say, oh man, what's up? You see? Our subconscious, our spirit man, is connected with the universe. It's just the way it is. We're connected with God. And because we're connected with God, we know Him. We know Him very well. And, you know, God is drawing us closer to Him. He wants you. He's going to make things, I'm going to say, more difficult for you if you ignore Him. You got to wake up for the 2017. Maybe this is a prophetic word out there for those that are listening. For 2017, we have to wake up to the spiritual world so that we can become more aware of Him and His presence and His glory. If not, and you have a call in your life, He's going to tear your life down until eventually you look up. And when you look up, then He'll restore it. But if you tend to look carnally and you tend to look at the natural and you tend to not look at Him, then your world is just going to continue to go crumble, 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 crumble. How many people understand what I'm saying? He's a jealous God. Unfortunately, I hate to say these words, but He won't have any other God before Him. And when you're called, if you're hearing my words out there, if you've logged on and you're listening to me, then obviously our Creator has banged on your door and He's calling your name and He wants you. And He is asking you, please see me. Please look upon me. Please call upon my name so that I can make your life better. So that I can lead you and guide you, because one thing, you are a testimony for Him. Remember, you can't see the Spirit, right? Can't see it. Nobody can see God. But they can see God through your testimony. They can see God through you. When you show love, when you show a positive attitude in the place of peace, true peace, and you have that sense of encouragement, they see God. They look at you and they see God and they begin to say, you know what? That's not possible for that person. Through the storms, there's peace. Through situations, there's peace. Through this love, there's peace. You know, I was listening to this individual, which happened to pop up on my Facebook page, and he is a Muslim speaker. And I was actually encouraged by some of the words that he said because of the fact that he was speaking about the importance of peace. And he even mentioned how the Muslim sect needs to be peaceable to people who even look upon the prophet Jesus. And I just thought it was encouraging because a lot of divisions are brought up in religion and how many prophets have brought different truths and has been given and granted messages. And he was encouraging how it was important moving forward in peace. What I was hoping for was he would focus more on the spiritual end of it, where we need to lock in on peace within. And that's where I want to focus more towards, peace within. For one, we're going to stand here alone, you know, and we hope and pray that we don't stand alone, but we're going to stand alone, and we got to answer for ourselves. And one of the things that we need to do is secure our position in the Spirit. We're all going to leave this earth one day. We're all going to take a trip. We're all going to go. What is our life going to be like afterwards? Where are we going to end up? And so I'm hoping and praying that those that are listening, those that are here tonight, will take into real serious condition in the sense of looking at the spiritual end of their life and working out their spiritual end, being more conscious about God and the world that we will be going to next, the world that we will be a part of. When we get all caught up in this world, there's nothing here to offer us. But the supernatural world has a lot to offer us. We have hopes and we have dreams. And those hopes and dreams are planted there for a reason. You didn't create them. They were given to you. Those passions and desires, you didn't create them. They were given to you. We don't have possession of them. They were given to us. They were gifts. And those hopes and dreams that you have are given from above. They're spiritual. And that's really our life. What really satisfies and brings us a life? Achieving and fulfilling our desires, our hopes. Or what else would there be to live for? We want to accomplish things, and we want to make an impact in our lives. And that impact, that accomplishment, came from God. It didn't come from you. How many of us understand that one? Sometimes we think that there are hopes and our dreams, and they're not. It's the life that God has laid out for you. It's the life that God planned for you. And I believe that they will come to pass. Maybe not in your timing. Maybe not the way you think they're going to happen. I always say, let's go to the core root of your hope. I was sharing with a woman not too long ago. This woman wants to travel. This woman thought she was going to be traveling with a certain piece of equipment. But the root of her hopes and dreams were to travel. And she thought it would be nice or accommodating or what have you by bringing this other piece of equipment along and, you know, make it more appealing for others and maybe be more cheaper, and had all these ideas based on her understanding. And when we begin to start really looking at the root of it, it's, I want to travel. How God is going to make that happen, it really doesn't matter, does it? As long as the core root happens. Someone wants a child. They come up with all kinds of ideas of how that's going to happen. But does it really matter? The core root is to have the child. How's it going to happen? Who knows? But the core root's going to happen. To have a new home. How it's going to happen and all that and everything else, we come up with our own solution. But the core root is to have a new home. Don't matter where, don't matter how, just give me the new home. And God's going to fulfill those desires. So let us throw down our imaginations. Let us cast down those burdens. And let us just embrace the root of it and just say, okay, God, I'm going to settle with the root. Just, you know, give me the power to endure the imaginations. Give me the power to subdue the thoughts of how it's going to come about, how it's going to unfold, how it's going to happen. You know, just look at the roots. For 2017, just look at the root of your hopes, the roots of your passion, your root of your desire. And then just pray and ask our Creator, give me strength to move in it. Give me strength to be patient. Give me strength because I know that you're working things out. I used to tell this one brother of mine, and I said to him, I said, listen, I know the desire that you have. I said, but you need to understand that God is making a way and he's clearing a path. And you're a little bit anxious and you want to run through without this path being cleared out for you. And you're going to get all tangled up in stickers. You're going to get all tangled up. You know, there's obstacles and things in the way that God is clearing out. And he's preparing and setting up places for you to stop and rest and, you know, get some shade, get some water, get some food, you know. And you need to let God set the path. He'll lead you. But do you want to just run through this path and get all tangled up in stickers and not have a place to get something to drink or eat when you're hungry or thirsty, or have a place to get some shade when you're like burning in the heat? You know, or would you rather just wait and let God set these places up for you and clear the path for you so that you can walk with ease? How many people understand that one? Okay, so moving forward on 2017, those that are listening, those that are here, I believe it's a prophetic word for us to be spiritually minded, not be anxious for anything. Don't let your heart be troubled. Focused on the root of your hopes and your dreams and your desires. Don't try to create the imaginations of how it's going to happen. Let God work things out. Let God clear the path. Let it happen. As you wait on God and you give him that glory, he's going to look down and say, "Well done. Well done. You exalted me and lifted me up and allowed me to be your king, your God, your savior. And now I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to make a way where there is no way. I'm going to take care of your path and so that you have an easy walk for the rest of your walk." So for that 2017 word, how many are willing to say, "Okay, God, I'm going to throw it at your feet"? How many are truly willing to do this? Okay, now, I'm going to challenge you, because in the beginning, just like every New Year's resolution, we're all psyched up to go work out. We're all psyched up to get out there and jog those 1 mile a day. I'll do a block first, and then I'll do, you know, 2 blocks, and then, you know, I'll try to put it out to a mile, whatever. And then we give up. We tend to quit, and we go right back to our old eating habits. We go right back to our old jogging habits, which we never did, and we never jogged, so we end up not jogging. We end up, you know, not doing what we actually said we were going to do. And then we expect results. Then we expect changes. Well, these changes aren't going to come if we don't work them out. And this is what I mean by saying we have to work out our own salvation. We have to take responsibility. We have to begin to take a stand and say, "You know what? This is what I'm going to do." Now, I have made some commitments in my heart to take this word. I've made some commitments in my heart to do some steps towards this word. I'm calling a fast for myself. I don't know exactly when it's going to start. There are certain things that I am making a list, and I'm checking it twice. And I want to challenge myself. I hope you can join me in taking this challenge so that we can be blessed, so that our hearts aren't troubled, and we live a longer life. How many of us realize that stress is a big killer in our physical body? Well, like I said earlier, our bodies are made up with a tremendous amount of molecules, and when we have stress, we tend to strangle those things, and we can't bring oxygen or blood to certain areas of our body, and we create pain and tension, and we throw our bodies out of whack. And a lot of other things happen when those things take place. So we want to make sure that we alleviate this stress. We want to sit more at peace. We want to give everything to our Creator. We want to lay it at His feet. So when I want to say Jesus, one of the prophets, said, cast all your burdens upon me. Well, I want to say that also. Cast all your burdens upon our Creator. Cast all your burdens upon me. Give them to me. Throw them at his feet. Throw them down and let us move forward in this area of our New Year's resolution, our 2017 hope. How many of us have some hopes and dreams that we set ourselves up? You know, I know some of you, and I'm really happy about what's happening for this 2017. We're going to get a new location, maybe a new wife, maybe a child, maybe some traveling. Maybe we'll have a better relationship. So let us look forward to the dreams and the hopes and the desires of the root. And don't try to figure out how it's going to happen. Just know that it's going to happen. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise and challenge ourselves. Put ourselves to that point. Don't give up. Please do whatever you have to do. Don't give up. Make every effort. Be determined. Put yourself in that position. If I can leave you today, focus on the root and be determined. Amen? Amen. God bless. Thanks for those that are listening. Remember, we have a Friday night service this holiday season, Christmas service, at 7:30. Please be there. It's going to be an awesome service. And if you can't make it and you live far away by travel, cross country, over in other nations, log on. We will be live. And if you can't get on live, I'm sure it's going to be recorded, and then you will be able to see it during the recording. God bless.